Hello, I'm Stacey and welcome to the Jog On mini episode, which accompanies the main podcast, Run With Me On This. This is where we catch up on some feedback from past episodes, say hi to a few people and talk about your achievements from the last month or so. I hope everyone is well. Not to brag, but I'm on my first day of 2 weeks of annual leave, so obviously I have a glass of wine in my hand. Now, it doesn't matter what time you're listening to this or where you are in the world, you can guarantee that that statement will still hold true. I still have a glass of wine in my hand. Thank you to all of you that got in contact with me after the last episode, which was all about sleep and dreams. I'm going to give a big shout out to Michelle, who has asked if I can produce a new episode every week to give her motivation to run. Sorry, Michelle. I'd have to give up my day job to be able to do that, but I am releasing a purely music bonus episode this week sometime. So if you want to hear the songs from the past episodes without me droning over the top of them, check that out. And come on, Michelle, you can do it. Feel free to make that your ringtone. I also want to say hello and welcome to Toby C, who has just discovered the podcast and says it's a great listen. He especially likes the fact you can listen with or without the music. So thank you for listening, Toby, and I really appreciate you reaching out to me on Twitter. It's nice to know I'm not just doing this show for me and Michelle. No offence, Michelle. In the last episode, I talked all about different aspects of sleep and dreams, and in that I covered animal sleeping patterns and I pondered whether animals could dream like we do. Well, Donna from the fantastic Soapy Madams podcast, check that out if you like soap operas, she said that all her pets appear to dream and even have the occasional bad dream, and if that happens she wakes them up and gives them a cuddle. That's so sweet. I put a poll out on Twitter to see if any of you have any recurring dreams. Turns out 70% of you do have recurring dreams. So here I am to interpret them for you as best I can. Now remember, I'm not a dream expert, but everything I say is true and you must take it as fact. The accents I use are also exact impressions of the people themselves. But don't be fooled by how brilliant I am at impersonations. It is still actually me talking. So let's get started with Arthur from Slam City Podcast and his dream. He says, I'm still in college and I've been skipping class. I attend class for once and it's test day and I'm only prepared to fail. Well, this is a classic example of feeling insecure about your life and the challenges you have to face. It doesn't mean you're going to fail the test in real life. You're just worried you won't meet certain expectations you've put upon yourself. Also, penis envy. Next, we have a dream from Bikes and Laces, and they say that they're stuck in a video game-like world, running late for work, not able to get any closer to my goal. This is similar to the previous dream, a fear of not meeting expectations, but it can also represent a fear of missing out on something or feeling like you've let an opportunity pass you by. Also, penis envy. Next dream is from Be There With Belson, and they write, I used to have one about racing a giant ant wearing a cape from opposite sides down to a pyramid which had a gold ring. Getting the ring was the only way to get home, and I kept losing. Now, this one means you're chasing money or fame, but can't quite get it. It may also mean penis envy. We move on to the next dream, which is from On Second Watch. And they tell me about a dream where I'd been killed by some monster because my feet were stuck in concrete. One dream, I managed to kill the monster instead and never had the dream again. Now this is a great outcome because you once felt trapped and helpless against the monsters of the world, but you finally overcame it. Well done you. And also, penis envy. Graham Runs at MT4 says, I think I'm in the zombie apocalypse and they're walking around the town centre. This dream means you are feeling overwhelmed by something in your real life. Interestingly, this dream is actually very common in pregnant women who may feel unprepared for the new life ahead. But of course, it's classic penis envy. And then there's the dream I had about fellow podcaster Carla from Number One Rerun. In this dream, she was being interviewed by TV legends Richard and Judy about a new concept, the visual podcast. I mean, the visual podcast sounded very similar to what we describe as television programs, but it wasn't. It was a visual podcast. She was showing off her collection of film-related socks, and as I had just thrown away some film memorabilia in the bin, I went outside to the bin to retrieve some for her, maybe send it to her in the post. Whilst I was rooting around in the bin, I found an infected severed penis, which subsequently swelled and exploded all over me. I also found a t-shirt for Carla. So what does this mean? Well, obviously, seeing someone on TV means that's a hope and a dream, and obviously I want to see Carla on television. And the infected penis represents a feeling of power somehow withered away. Funnily enough, this is the only dream that doesn't represent penis envy in any way whatsoever. That's enough of that. So, I like to mention your achievements over the last month or so, no matter how big or small. Please do get in contact with me if you want to tell me about something you've been doing. They don't have to be running related. I've had two small victories recently. Firstly, I managed to do a sub 28 minutes 5 kilometer run. That's 3 miles. This is the first time I've managed this. It felt amazing. And I've just bought some new running shoes, so I'm hoping they're going to make me go even faster. My second achievement is that I've managed to get over my self-consciousness and went running in shorts for the first time. I've always been worried that people would point and stare and throw rotten vegetables at me in the street if I got my legs out, but guess what? No one cared two jots about what I looked like. So, that's me in the Paula Radcliffe hot pants for the summer. Before I go, I'd like to thank Adam from Odd Dad Out for featuring this podcast on his own show and saying nice things about me and my podcast. I'm not sure I appreciate him saying I make lame dad jokes, but hey, he's a dad, so maybe that's what he likes. You should all go and check out Odd Dad Out for rambling stories, fun news, and great podcast recommendations. The Twitterati have spoken, and the next episode is going to be all about time. I will try to make sure my brief history of time is even briefer and slightly more amusing than Stephen Hawking's attempt. And that's it from me for this mini episode. Get in contact with me on Twitter at RunWithMePod or Instagram at RunWithMeOnThis to let me know about your achievements. Don't forget, I'm also releasing a bonus episode featuring all the best songs from the past 5 episodes. But if there's a particular song you want, then jog on over to Spotify and search for the Run With Me On This featured song playlist, where you can pick and choose your favourites. Bye-bye for now, and remember to watch out for the next episode all about time. Get it? Watch? Time? I don't know what Adam's talking about. No lame dad jokes here. Bye!
This podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or BritpodScene on Twitter to find out more.